Doctors say the worst hit village in the area's HIV outbreak appears to be Rokar village, where 12% of villagers tested so far have proven positive. That's 20 times the national rate. Cambodians are commonly treated with intravenous drips or injections for ailments. Officials attribute the spike in HIV infections here to an unlicensed medic reusing needles. The fake doctor, who practiced here for 2 decades, is awaiting trial. 72-year-old rice farmer and commune councillor Serm Chom tested positive last month, as have at least a dozen family members, from infants to the elderly. He says people are angry.
First, we've lost our children to this. Second, we don't have energy to earn a living and feed our families. Third, I want to know the real reasons behind this. Also, I want to see that doctor jailed.
The outbreak is a serious blow to HIV prevention efforts. Over the past 15 years, the infection rate has dropped from 2% to 0.6%. Cambodia's battle against HIV is run from the government's NCHADS office in Phnom Penh. The man at the helm, Dr. Mien Chavun, says authorities are trying to determine if what happened in Rokar commune is an isolated incident.
So the reason why our near future plan is to conduct the HIV prevalence study. And then we can say that, okay, it's no problem. The outbreak only is only occurred, in this commune, Until now, still unclear, So, when we, get a clear result, from this study, we can say.
UNAIDS is a key partner in the effort to combat HIV. The link to needles and unlicensed medics has proven a wake-up call for health experts, says country coordinator Marie-Odile Emond. She says the Rokar outbreak will not undermine the focus on working with high-risk groups such as sex workers.
Because, again, all the estimates are that the epidemic is mostly concentrated in some key affected population. At the same time, there could be, this isolated incident at the moment needs to be explored further into, with the ongoing investigation to see whether there's other risk, whether there's need for further investigations to prevent any such incident to happen in other places in the country.
The government says it will bar unlicensed medical practitioners from working, but there has been legislation to that effect for years, and clearly it was not enforced in Rokar. Serm Chom's family is just one paying for that failure to act. Robert Carmichael for VOA News in Rokar Village, Western Cambodia.